Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Full Press Hockey Weekly Show. Game one of the Stanley Cup Final goes tonight. I'm your host, the voice of Full Press Hockey, Jim Berenger, alongside Chris Wassel, Ian Glennon, behind the scenes producing. Get it here at Full Press NHL on Twitter, FullPressHockey.com, FullPressCoverage.com, Full Press Coverage on YouTube, Twitch, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. We are here, finally, Game 1, 2023 Stanley Cup Final, Vegas Golden Knights and the Florida Panthers. It feels like an eternity, Chris, since we last had playoff hockey.
It's been a while. Damn it. I promised I wasn't going to use a Stained reference once in the show, and I already did. Oh, well. But, no, you're right. It has been. It always feels like we're, like, having these breaks.
This schedule has a lot of breaks in it too.
Yeah. Even this round, it's like, oh, darn. If it goes seven, I mean, we're gonna be here a couple weeks.
Yeah, but it's all right. But that's because it's made for TV. We're used to it by now, so it's not a big deal. Hey, seven. We got seven of these things to do. So at most, we got four, if not more. So, you know, we'll be bringing you little pregame action to the action here on a Saturday night. You know, we got hockey night in America, hockey night in Canada. We're here to bring in some hits and maybe some not so hits, but it's game one tonight, Vegas, Florida. Thoughts on it tonight? Anything you'd like to see? What are you expecting?
You know what? I'm really interested to see what happens with some guys who haven't particularly scored in the last, well, let's just say, haven't scored goals in the last round or so that could tonight really easily, and it wouldn't surprise me at all. You know, one from each team. One's obvious, and that, of course, is Jack Eichel, who didn't score a single goal in the last round against Dallas, but he had a few helpers along the way that were important. But the other name is a little bit more off the beaten path, and that would be, of course, Anthony Duclair. I mean, Duclair's been a force in these playoffs. He just doesn't have the production to show for it. He's caused a lot of matchup nightmares for teams, and I don't know. Vegas might have a tough time containing a guy like Duclair, who it's not just his speed, it's his ability to get behind the defense.
But it's going to be tough to get behind that defense, as we documented the other night. Right. I mean, with sure. Alex Pietrangelo, and you got Braden McNabb, and you got Nicholas Hague, and, you know, Alec Martinez, and those guys have been there before, man, and especially Martinez and Pietrangelo, they've been in this situation before. But, you know, Vegas has got guys that can do that too, with Marchessault, you got Carlson, Carrier, Wah. I mean, it feels like Vegas is a loaded upfront team, and, you know, we'll get in the goaltending matchup in a minute, but the forward group, I mean, Eichel's so dangerous, even if he's not scoring, because he opens up so much for so many players. It's a great matchup.
Yeah, this is a fun chess matchup for those who are, you know, want to see some good old fashioned X's and O's hockey. This is for you. This really is.
Absolutely, it is.
And you got one coach in particular, Bruce Cassidy, who definitely wants to make a slight exclamation point on these playoffs. Not that Paul Maurice doesn't, Jim, but let's face it. We all know what happened to Bruce Cassidy last year, and boy, would this be the icing on the cake if he managed.
Yeah, it would. It would actually, it was funny because it actually began at the beginning of this season, if you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, but it is the icing on the cake, and I think he's going to learn from the experience that he was there in 2019, and he's got a lot of guys that have been there before that he can draw on as well. And, you know, Florida's got guys that have been there before they can draw on. But again, around everything, it's not just the game, it's the media day and the, you know, everything. And, you know, I was saying this on another show, the first 10 minutes to me are going to be very important for Florida to play. And again, cheap plug, check out the latest edition of the Full Press NHL podcast. Lucky enough to get Bill Lindsay on there talking about it. And you know, he felt the first 5 minutes, you could see some rush from Florida, but he doesn't feel like they're going to get, you know, too much rust. He thinks the rest is actually going to help them the way they've been playing. But the first 5 to 10 minutes are important.
Oh, absolutely. And I do want people to watch two players in particular tonight for Florida. One obviously is Brandon Montour. The other is Aaron Ekblad. Look, I know I'll draw some heat for this, but I don't care. Ekblad is not 100%. We all know it. Hopefully this rest got him a little bit closer to some semblance of not playing like a skeleton on the ice at times. And I can understand that. I mean, look, this is not easy considering how hard these playoffs have been on teams. So, you know, you always hear the, oh, this player had this injury, or this player had like a lacerated upper middle body, lower, you know, seance injury. We joke about it, but if you ever have seen like the full media press list of some of the injury reports, you just go, I couldn't even get out of bed if I had that. Nope. Couldn't get out of bed if I had that. Couldn't get out of bed if I had that. Oh man, I'd be dead if I had that. You go down the line and it only gets worse. So.
Yeah. And Barkov's one of those guys who was sick in the first round, apparently. Didn't know that. And he's getting healthier and he's getting better. And he's going to, I'm doubling down. We're in Vegas. Russ is there, by the way.
Yeah, I'm doubling down, baby.
Doubling down on the push for Barkov. I like it. The trademark, I like it. Double down on him because I just think he's going to be an X factor for this Florida Panthers team if they're going to win, just because we know about Tkachuk. We know about Bobrovsky. We know what they can do. We've seen what Vegas can do. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot, but go back and watch games three. If you see the highlights somewhere of game three and game six, the Western Conference Final is a carbon copy. Vegas, when they want to and they take over a game, can end a game within the first 10 minutes of a hockey game.
It's a weird glitch, but at least the Fubo version of what I was streaming today naturally leads off the two games before they start the Stanley Cup final coverage tonight were, of course, Game 3 and Game 6. And
I mean, I little foreshadowing. I mean, look, you know, I got the network on right now and they're going through the line comedy, and I just look at Vegas's depth up front and just down the middle, Carlson, Eichel, Stevenson, Waugh. I mean,
look how deceptively big some of these guys are. They may not be the not all of them, at least, may not be the heaviest guys out there, but they, you hate to use cliches, but they play they play downhill hockey in a way that it feels like you're going against the crash line over and over again. Or lines like that where it's
or
like,
the grind
with,
line
with speed. Yeah, and the difference is, unlike those lines, not that they didn't have speed, you know, back in the 90s and 2000s, but it's a different level now. So right. You're looking at these 210 220 pound guys and they skate like what 170 180 pound guys used to skate back 20, 30 years ago. It's a pretty sobering and frightening experience. Look, Braden brings it up in the chat room, and I'll say this. You know, even Barbashev, he plays like a tank.
I mean, probably people in St. Louis saw how good he was, but did anybody expect this? I mean, look what he's doing with Eichel and Marshall still on that line. I mean, and a little foreshadowing here, no indications of this. Most likely it's going to happen. Vegas will find a way to re-sign this guy.
They have to. All right. So for those that are wondering, okay, and I laugh at this. Okay, Barbashev is generously listed, and I will say on the low end, at 6'1", 195. Nah. Nyet. Try like 205, 210 probably, somewhere in that neighborhood by now.
He plays like it. Oh, does he play like it?
And
he's going to be a factor. He's going to be a factor.
You know, people said, all right, well, you know, he had that one breakout season. Obviously, you know, this year was a little bit different because of everything that was going on in St. Louis and then the trade. You know, but look, and this is where it gets interesting. I think he's more that 25-35 guy that you saw when he broke out that can produce anywhere in a lineup.
Yeah.
That makes a huge difference. I mean, yeah, yes, I understand. He doesn't shoot the puck a lot. He doesn't have to.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. But he could set up guys. I mean, look at that pass the other night to Marchessault. I mean, he wasn't fair. And look, the big thing to me, again, like I said, one of the big keys to me is this Florida aggressive forecheck going to be able to get to the middle of the ice, going to be able to cause turnovers, because the Vegas defense is so big. They were able to make Carolina and Boston do it. But I don't know with this Vegas team. I just, the way they're playing, and Vegas can be aggressive as well. You know, Bill Lindsay brought it up, you know, they give up the second least, you know, chances when the teams try to enter the zone. I mean, this team is really good defensively. Bruce Cassidy's got, and they can score. And not to mention, like, their fourth line, any line can set a tone. And to me, if Vegas gets the first goal tonight, it's going to be an uphill climb for Florida. I'm not saying they can't come back. Like, and they're the Cardiac Cats for a reason. But if Florida gets it, I think they're able to settle the nerves, calm things down. Vegas shows their ability to come back too. But I think Florida feeds, then Bobrovsky settled in. Okay, questions start to – if Vegas strikes and strikes quickly, now more doubts creep in for Florida. I think it's bigger for Florida to score first than it is for Vegas.
Yeah, not surprisingly, you know, Florida first goal is like climbing ever so slightly.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason, you know, that's part of the reason why is simply because, you know, it all makes too much sense.
It does. I mean, I think Vegas, to me, the big thing for me is like, Florida, we know, likes to have good special teams. You know, 5-on-5, they're good, but they're not good as good as Vegas. And Vegas takes not a lot of penalties. And
yeah,
Dallas Florida tried to get back into a game, but didn't really have their power play going. And Vegas's penalty kill is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, let's put it this way. Don't look at the numbers that you see for both teams in their penalty kill so much going into this series, because it's going to lull you into something that's not quite there.
Well, let's be honest, Chris. I mean, Vegas's penalty kill is affected by the fact they played the Oilers, and I think
they played the Oilers in the first half of the Star Series, really.
Right. So,
you know, if they hold, let's put it this way, if they hold to their average around 7 to 7.5 penalty minutes a game, they're going to win the series.
Yeah.
If they start sliding towards that spectrum of around 12 or so, like where Florida is, they're going to lose this series. It really is that simple.
It is. It comes down to special teams, goaltending. We know Aiden Hill continues to play well. Got to make the big save, the timely save, maybe some acrobatic saves. We know what Bobrovsky, again, the rest versus rust, the, you know, the time off, everything like that. You know, Bruce Cassidy said to media day, yeah, Boston had that time off, but they were also playing at home, maybe used the crowd to get off from that slow start. Florida's on the road. If they give off to a slow start, it might be tough. And Vegas feeds off that crowd.
Yeah. Look, this is – how do I put this? Yes, I understand that Vegas does struggle at home at times. It's well documented. Okay, fair enough. But they also feed off that crowd. That crowd is – this is a quality crowd. Look, I was there the first season. It's like we were joking with Russ the other day, both of us, about, you know, it's like we saw like this arena being built from the beginning. If you went to the NHL Awards in 2015, you saw, you saw the framework going up. 2016, you started seeing some of the interior. 2017, you started seeing the finished product. And you kind of sat there and went, wow, this is going to be something when this is finished and there's fans in it. Because you could see, like, there was something to T-Mobile Arena. It's like, wow, you know what? This could really have something. And, well, look at it, 6 seasons later, their second Stanley Cup final appearance. And one of the – all right, who am I kidding? I'm jealous of their pregame.
I think everybody's jealous of that pregame.
That's just – Look, if you've seen it even once live, you're just like, wait a minute. So, and for us from New Jersey, obviously, you know, when does the Red Knight beat the Black Knight?
Doesn't.
Doesn't ever, yeah, it never works yeah. out, does it? No.
No, no.
The Golden Knight, the Golden Knight beats the Red Knight.
I mean, look, this is gonna be a great matchup. You know, again, obviously we had the Gary Bettman pregame media scrum, announces the stadium series, announces all the outdoor games. We know New Jersey's gonna get it, doubleheader, President's Day weekend.
Call your snowstorm.
Bank on the snowstorm.
Wait. For those that are not weather people, El Nino. Just saying. Okay, we're throwing it out there already.
We're throwing it out there. But look, it's game one. It's Stanley Cup final. We're ready for hockey. It's been too long. It's been way too long.
Yep.
Any other keys for you in this game?
Okay, biggest. Probably one of the other biggest keys in this. I want to see what happens, particularly first 10 minutes, even with Aiden Hill. Look, yeah. He made some huge adjustments in game six, just from games four and five.
And he didn't play bad in four and five.
No. And that's the thing. In game five, he kept Vegas in that game. Vegas was dead to rights in that entire game. You know, and that's something that we'll get to too. There's two schools of thought of this game, and kind of maybe one and the same. This might be like a 4-3 type of game where the goalies have to make a bunch of close in saves.
I could see it. I think it comes down to that first little bit. I mean, yeah, a couple goals. If we get a couple goals within the first 10 minutes, hey. I think we might be hitting it over. If we don't,
exactly.
I think that's where we're looking here. Again, first 10 minutes is key for everything. I think Ray Ferraro said it best. Just win your shift and see what happens. I think you get through it, you make a hit, you don't make a mistake, get through it, get the nerves out of here, the feeling out process in the final, and then you get play to hockey. You know, then you get back to your game because there's always nerves. It doesn't matter both sides. Everybody wants to get that hit in. Everybody wants to do what they got to do. It's the final. The energy amps up, and then everybody settles in.
Yeah, it's funny because you talk to some of the players that have played in Stanley Cup Finals through the years, and one of the funniest ones is it's a Claude reference. It's a Claude Lemieux reference, but it rings true. And Claude Lemieux flatly said this. I can remember this from the Sears parking lot in Woodbridge Center. He's like, and I quote, I just wanted to hit somebody and not cause a turnover that led to a goal. He's like, and he's like, I say this in the nicest of ways. I did not want to go to the bench and look at Jacques Lemaire after a goal being scored. He's like, that's it. He's like, I didn't care how, I didn't care what I had to do. I just did not want to be on the ice for a goal against in the first period against Detroit, period.
Hey. Look, the guy has some classic lines. We all know if you've ever seen the Devils video, the first one when they won the cup, about the bus driver, him and on the bus, can't be too cold, can't be too hot. Music's got to be perfect. It's the finals. Look, everything has to align right. From Florida, look, am I saying they can't win? No, I think they have a legitimate shot to win. I think Vegas has a good shot to win too. It's a great matchup, very even matchup. Again, you may disagree, you may agree, you may like them, not like them, but you got to say the vision that Gary Bettman had put in place about expansion. You got two expansion teams here.
Kind of worked.
It's kind of worked. I mean, it worked in places, other places it didn't, but it's working and the game is growing. And it could be growing more. But look, all eyeballs are going to be on game one tonight. Matthew Tkachuk, Bobrovsky, you got Eichel, Stone. We haven't mentioned Stone. I mean, Stone, you got Stevenson. So many different matchups. It's going to be fun.
Verhaeghe versus Stevenson.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, there's some deceptively fun matchups, especially if the coaches, play with lines early.
I think Cassidy he's fine with anybody going out there.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. When they made that move and they switched Waugh around, Look at how they took off.
Right, exactly.
He's not gonna change that now, because even Florida probably cannot truly match up with that line the way it's constructed.
Kolasar, Carrier, and Watt. I mean,
that's rough.
Sometimes they snuck Carlson out there too.
Yes, and you know, for those kind of going, well, you know, Florida has guys like that too, and it's like, absolutely they do. But each one of these guys can score goals.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. these are guys that if you played them, say, 15, 16 minutes a night, probably could have one or two or maybe even all three could have at least 15 to 20 goals. Easy.
Yeah, yeah.
They have that kind of potential. And when you have depth that can sit there and change a game, it makes a difference. It's why Vegas is a slight favorite. It really is that overall depth, especially forwards. We know the defense already, but
we'll see. It's going to be interesting. The puck drops, well, probably 40 minutes or so from now.
wait.
Hour. No, I think the puck drops a little around 8:15. Anthems, everything, you know, all that stuff. It's going to be fun. I got Vegas at home just because.
What?
Kenny Albert and crew, TNT. And for those in Canada, Sportsnet, CBC got the game. I'm going to try to find that feed as myself. As much as I like the TNT guys, I love watching Sportsnet and those intro videos to start the Stanley Cup final. For me, Vegas game one. What about you?
Yeah, this is one where I, you know what? You almost want to be tempted to like surf the Vegas puck line. If this is the one time you just want to fire off on it and just take a shot and see what happens, you can probably just like put a small wager on the money line and put an even smaller one on the puck line and just see what happens. You know, because let's be honest, you know, if Vegas is going to come out like we think they might, they could put up 2-3 goals quick.
Yeah, they can. I mean, we've seen it. So, look, the time for talk is done. The game is around the corner.
Hard to believe.
We're going to be doing this for every game. Pre-show, like we did in the past, bringing it to you. All the hits, the misses, some news in between. But, guys, enjoy game one tonight. This has been the Full Press Hockey Weekly Stanley Cup Final pregame show. You can get it. FullPressHockey.com, Full Press Coverage, at Full Press NHL on Twitter, the replay, YouTube, Twitch, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. I've been your host, Jim Berenger, Chris Wassel alongside Ian behind the scenes producing. We'll see you for game two. Enjoy game one, everybody.